This is SearchSOA.com, speaking today with Ken Vollmer and Clay Richardson of Forrester Research. The topic is Business Process Management, or BPM. I'd like to start out by asking Clay if he could help us here. It's difficult with so many tools coming from so many directions to see what makes sense to an individual organization. Could you discuss the issue of how you match processes with available tools?
Yeah, that's a really good question starting out, Jack. And the key here, as you said, that there's so many different tools, so many different suites out there around BPM, so much technology to choose from. And what Forrester does to help segment the market and help customers with making the decision of which vendor to kind of go with, or at least start trying to figure out which path to go down, we really focus on starting from, or recommend to customers to start from, the process or the process pain points that you're grappling with. And we really did the segmentation because we saw a customer saying, you know, one of three things. Either they were saying, you know, I really need to get a hold of my integration processes in terms of having systems talk to one another as one approach. Or they were saying, you know, we're really having a lot of pain around getting people to collaborate as a second approach. Or third, we hear customers talking about, we really need to get control of all the paper and content and document intensive processes within our organization. So that really lays out the framework of the three different categories that or segments that we recommend customers look at in terms of what their process problems are. And so we have human-centric, which is primarily focused on collaborative processes and really getting people to work together. Then we have integration-centric, which is goes back to what I was saying, the second piece of processes that cut across numerous systems that you need to get control of. And the third piece is document-centric, or the third segment is document-centric processes, and there's vendors that support all three of these. So we really advocate starting first with the pain points and looking at your pain points around process and then figuring out which one of those three segments are most important to you.
Well, at SearchSOA, we've always felt that SOA and BPM was a marriage made in heaven, but we are prejudiced. Ken, I'd like to ask you, what's going on with SOA and BPM at this juncture? This recording is 2009, September, August.
Yeah, Jack, I mean, that's a great question. I'm reminded of the old commercial we used to see on TV a lot from the chemical company, where they would say, we don't make X, but we make X better. And yeah, that's kind of what the situation is with service-oriented architecture. As you know, Jack, it's a concept. But the concept has some strong foundations, such as an enterprise service bus for mediating transactions, moving information around effectively, or a service repository for storing and effective reuse of services that you create. So SOA increases the effectiveness of BPM projects just like they would for many other types of projects that an enterprise would get involved with. And it relates to the reuse of assets, which leads directly to faster deployment of process efforts or process improvements.
Well, maybe that's a segue for me to ask Clay, how do you go about working with BPM as a service?
Yeah, it's interesting. I think as Ken kind of laid out BPM and SOA working together and how intertwined those two capabilities are, what we're also seeing vendors come out with is this capability of BPM as a service, and it kind of extends the service metaphor, if you will, where now we're starting to look at providing platforms in the cloud that run as services that can be leveraged beyond the company's firewalls. So if you think about developing solutions and not needing to go out and buy this big platform and bring it in internally and stand up the BPM capability, instead being able to have a service, if you will, essentially a BPM suite that's in the cloud that you don't have to install, you don't have to really do the same level of maintenance, and even being able to develop BPM solutions that can then be consumed by either other services in-house, meaning your own in-house IT team, or if it's, once it's in the cloud, these services can also be consumed by external partners and leveraged by external partners. And so it really extends out this idea of services, not just in terms of developing web services or services that really are components, but it really focuses on services as a platform that you can actually build a BPM solution out in the cloud and deploy it in the cloud to reduce the cost and cost of ownership for BPM. And we hear a lot of customers really trying to drive to reduce costs. That's a big thing that customers are looking at, is reducing operational costs on BPM and really across the spectrum of IT. And so we do see BPM as a service being adopted at a brisk pace. But looking out into the future, we'd say within the next 3 to 5 years, it'll become pretty much a mainstream capability, both for public out in the cloud consumption and also for private clouds, where people will basically develop these solutions, put them in the internal company's private cloud, and the services can be reused and accessed internally.
Well, I'm going to ask Ken, teams get together and they discuss or argue over issues that have to do with processes and services. And I imagine events, too, is one way of looking at the world. And, of course, exceptions are the dark underbelly of processes. Ken, how do these different elements work together? How do we suss them out and so forth?
Okay. Yeah, obviously any process will have exceptions that happen. It will generate an event or can be interpreted as an event. Some of the BPM tools have become very sophisticated in assisting enterprises with dealing with these events. And they fall in a couple different categories. The first one would be what we call business exception management. So this is where, say, a purchase order comes in and something doesn't match up with what was expected, so it creates an event and kicks it out to a knowledge worker. Well, that's good in itself, but then the knowledge worker in the past had to go out and log on to multiple different systems, find out all the related information before they could make a decision on what to do. Some of these more sophisticated business exception management tools will actually collect that information ahead of time and pass it to the knowledge worker with the actual event itself and drastically improve the response time. Another area where events comes into play with BPM is the monitoring capability of BPM can be one feed into a complex event processing tool that can accept feeds from multiple sources and correlate information using sometimes pretty sophisticated mathematical algorithms and determine patterns that might not appear to the human eye, if you will. So a good case would be fraud detection is frequently augmented by complex event processing situations. So when you look at the combined capability of business exception management and complex event processing, they can be pretty significant enhancements to a core BPM product.
Well, it's fascinating just to see the modern organization as it becomes automated, as it's not simple, and you really have helped us today to get a view on the trends. I'm going to thank Ken and Clay. Ken Vollmer and Clay Richardson.
Thank you.
Of Forrester Research for taking the time to be with us and to talk about business process management.